Okay, Shalom Rabosei, today's daf is Pesachim, daf Yud Zayin. We're here at the bottom of Tes Zayin of Abayz, and we are bringing, if I'm not mistaken, the last kasha against Rav. Rav and Shmuel had a machlokas as opposed to what Rabbi Yossi ben Yoezer meant when he said that liquids in the area where they used to shecht animals in the Beis HaMikdash were tahor. So Rav had said tahor mamish, right? Dochan mamish, they're actually tahor, meaning the liquids are not makabel tumah whatsoever, but Shmuel had said that they are tame themselves, but they just don't transmit tumah to anything else. So finally, the last question we're going to ask on Rav is as follows: we're four lines up on Tesayin of a base. Tashma, I'll bring you a proof against Rav that maybe liquids did have tumah. The pasuk says by in Chagai that when Bnei Yisrael came back to build the second Beis HaMikdash, basically Chagai tested the Kohanim on their knowledge of Kodshim. Right? You can imagine a similar thing happened. Meher Yibana Beis HaMikdash right now. Right? Mistama, somebody's going to test the Kohanim, make sure they know Tumah and Tara. So, Baruch Hashem, that we're studying that. But either way, the Pasuk says, Hein Yisa Ish Bisar Kodesh. Okay, here's the case, everybody. Right? Chagai says to the Kohanim. Let's say a person is carrying some Basar Kodesh. Rashi says that's a Sheretz, just in nice language. So, let's say someone's carrying a Sheretz, B'knaf Bigdo, right, in the corner of his garment. Vinaga b'knafo el alechem, and then the garment touches bread. Ve'al nizid, right? Nizid of the shim, like the soup that Yaakov gave Esav, and then some sort of stew or soup or whatever. Ve'al hayayin, and then that touches wine. And ve'al hashemen, and that touches shemen. Ve'al kol meichal, and then it touches either wine or oil or anything else. So, meaning you have clothing to bread, bread to stew or soup, and then the stew touches something else, some other food. So then the question is, says Hay Kadesh, will it become tame? Meaning not Kadesh, but will it become tame? Vayanu HaKohanim Vayomru Lo. And the Kohanim said, no, it will not be tame. V'amarav, and Rav says, Ishtavesh Kane. And Rav said that the Kohanim were wrong, meaning that they made a mistake. I mean, it should have been tumah. So apparently you see, again, what are the things that we're listing? We're listing oil, wine, etc., as possible things for being susceptible to becoming tumah. So apparently Rav is wrong, and actually these liquids in the base in the base metabcha, in the place where they shechted the animals, are able to become tumah. So Gemara says, "Mid dehat taima el the Rav?" The Gemara says, what do you mean? That's not a question to Rav. I mean, this is not a shy. This reason for this is not a question against Rav, because Rav mashke base metabchiatani, because Rav said that Yosef ben Yoezer was talking about the liquids in the base metabchia, which is the place where they shechted the animals. Avol mashke be midbachia, dalet and zayin are interchangeable for Hebrew and Aramaic. So if it's dalet in Aramaic, it's a zayin in Hebrew. Therefore, it's mizbachia, right? It is mizbeach. Liquids offered on the mizbeach. That's mekabel tumah. Meaning, what are the examples here? The examples here are wine and oil. Wine and oil are brought as libations during certain points of the time on the mizbeach. So, I mean, the oil and the korban mincha and the wine with certain kohan with certain offerings. I forget when they bring the wine exactly. But lamaisa, that stuff is brought on the mizbeach, as opposed to the liquids that are found when you shech the animals. That's already blood and water, right? That's not stuff that is brought in the mizbeach, and that's the only things that are not makabel tumah. Right? That's how Rav could answer that the water and the blood are not makabel tumah, but the wine and the oil would be. In Echanami, you have a good question. There is an offering of the water at during on Sukkos. On the Mizbeach, okay, in a Chinami, I'm not sure what you would answer to that. Okay, Gufo, let's go back to something we just said. Rav Amar Ishtavish Kahane Vish, Shmuel Amar Lo Ishtavish Kahane. That Rav had said, I thought we didn't mention Shmuel Shita yet, but Rav had said back that when in this discussion, the Chagai tested them, so Rav said they made a mistake by saying that it was Tahar, and Shmuel said, the Kohanim did not make a mistake. The answer to the question was Tahar. So the Gemara explains, Rav Amar Ishtavish Kahane, Revi Bekodesh, Boi Minahu. Right, Rav holds that the question was about a Revi, and yes, Tumah does extend to a Revi midrabanan for kashim. V'amru la tahar, and they said it was tahar, but really there is a tumah there. V'shmuel amar no, lo ish davish kani, the kohanim didn't make a mistake. Why? Not because they argue about whether a revi is metame, but because chamishi b'kodesh b'yaminayu v'amru la tahar. The Chagai's question was about a chamishi, and then they answered correctly that there is no such thing as a chamishi, the tumah. So Gemara says, Bishlam the Rav, this all works according to Rav, hainu dechtiv arba, because that's what you, if you look at the pasuk, right, it mentions four steps, right? Lechem, nizid, v'ayin v'shemen. That was the fourth step. Meaning you have the sheretz to the bread. Meaning you're holding the bread. The pasuk says you're holding the sheretz in the clothing. So the sheretz to the bread, to the wine, to the oil. Right, that's already, what's it called? That works out. That's a question about a revi. But El Shmuel, but according to Shmuel, Chamisha Minali, what does Shmuel get from the pasuk that Chagai was asking about a chamishi? So he says that Miksiv Vinaga Knafo. It doesn't say that the knaf, that the actual clothing touches the bread. No, Vinaga Big Knafo. Right, Bamesh and Naga Beknafo. Right, the bread touches something that touched the sheretz. That was being held in the guy's clothing. So there's an extra step there implied in the pasuk, and that's where Shmuel gets it from. Okay, Tashma, let's try to figure out who's right. What was the actual question from Chagai to the Kohanim? So I'll bring you a proof. The pasuk says afterwards, right? Vayomer Chagai im yiga tamei nefesh bechol eile. You have to really finish the pasuk. Meaning that if you look at the Torah, or right, if someone who's tamei touches all these things, hayitama, will it become tamei? Vayomer kohanim, vayomer yitzma. The answer was yes. Oh, that's I always jump the gun a little bit. That's also in the Gemara as well, right? Hayitama, vayomer kohanim, vayomer yitzma. That the kohanim answered that it would become tamei. So bishlama the Shmuel. It makes sense according to Shmuel. I mean, the hacha lo yishtavish, right? From the fact that in the first case, the Kohanim didn't make a mistake, so asam nami lo mishtavish. So too, they didn't make a mistake. Meaning, over here, right, what was the question? If someone who's tummy nefesh, right? Someone who's touches any of these items, meaning if someone is if the person who is tummy touches any of these food items, bread, oil, wine, etc., meaning what's the case over here? The tame person is touching the bread, and that goes to the soup, and that touches the wine, and that touches the oil. They said that it will be tame. So that works according to Shmuel, because right, he said here, by the case of Tumas Meis, right, that it is tame. And so therefore and they were correct, and so it makes sense that they were correct also previously. But according to Rav, who says that what's the difference between this case, meaning the case we brought before, where they made a mistake, and over here, by the case of the tumah over here, both questions seem to be the same. Both questions seem to be about a revi'i tumah. So why would they have made a mistake beforehand and say that it was tahor, as opposed to over here when they're asked about a revi'i tumah? And they say that it's Tameh. So Amar Rav Baravua, Bikin Hein B'Tumas Meis, and Bikin Hein B'Tumas Sheretz. Simply because they were much more familiar with the halachos of Tumas Meis, but they weren't so knowledgeable, they didn't know so much about Tumah of a Sheretz, of a regular, of other types of Tumah. Meaning they knew that, they knew that Tumah coming from a dead body can get to a Ravi, but they didn't realize that also applies to other types of Tumah. Ravina says, another answer is a Hasam Ravi, Hacha Shlishi, that the cases were different, according to Rav. Meaning, according to the case where they said it was Tahor and they made a mistake, that was the Shaila about a Ravi. They didn't realize that a Ravi, that Tumah extends to a Ravi. But here, they were asking about a Shlishi. And therefore, you have to reinterpret the pasuk. Meaning, it doesn't mean that someone who's tamei mace touched the bread and touched the etc. It meant that an actual mace touched the bread, and the bread is therefore an avatama. So therefore, the subsequent when it touched the soup and then touched the wine and then touched the oil, that's a shayla about a shlishi and not a shayla about a revi at all. So that's why they knew the shlishi, but they didn't know the revi. Okay. So either way, we still have two ways to learn Chagai's shayla to the Kohanim that came back from the Golos. Tashma, I'll bring you a proof. Let's see who is correct, Rav or Shmuel. It says further on, Vayan Chagai Vayomer Kein Ha'amazeh V'chein Hagoy Hazeh Lefanai Num Hashem. You have to again finish the pasuk. Maybe I had in my head that's finished the pasuk here, but before the Gemara actually quoted the whole thing. Either way, right? The pasuk says, "V'chein kol ma'ase yadehem v'asher yakrivu sham tamehu," meaning that all of this stuff that they do, all their actions, all their answers, this nation, they're all tameh. Right? Meaning it was not a complimentary comment of Haggai referring to the Kohanim. So Bishlam al Rav, it makes sense according to Rav's. Rav who says that they made a mistake previously, right? Haydeh dechtiv tamei. That's why he says that the Kohanim themselves, all their maisim, they're all tamei, right? He's criticizing them because they got the question wrong. Therefore, all their actions are tamei. They don't know these halachos. El Shmuel, am I tamei? Why would Haggai say that all their maisim are tamei? So the Gemara just simply says, no, it's mu, kama tamo. That it was rhetorical. I mean, like, why are they tamei? Right, since they know the halachos, right? Haggai was kind of it was rhetorical. I mean, he wasn't saying that they were tummy. Right? Why would you think they're tummy? They know all of these halachos. No, really, they're great. So Gemara says, wait, but that doesn't make sense, right? Call my seyedem ksiv. The pasuk says v'chein, and so too all of their actions are tummy, implying that he was actually criticizing them. Their meisim weren't good. Meaning, Chage was saying that Rashi says he wasn't there. Oh, I take it back. Yeah, if you look at Rashi over here, right, the second wide line, Shakilkulu Masayim, La'achar Zman, Hayim Misnave. That Haggai at this point was not referring to the question he'd asked them previously or this crop of Kohanim. He was saying that in the future he was prophesizing. That in the future their meisim would turn bad, that their actions would become tamei. Not that right now that they were tamei right now. Okay, fine. Gufa, let's go back to something we just said. Rav tani mashke beis medavchia, v'levi tana mashke be medavchia. So basically, we had said again that Yosef ben Yoezer, aside from the fact of the Machlokes Rav and Shmuel as to what Yosef ben Yoezer meant when he said that the liquid in the beis hamikdash in the beis medavchia is Tahor, right? We also have a machlokes as to what part of the Beis Hamikdash he was talking about. So Rav, as we said before, is talking about the place where you shech things, but Levi says that Yosef ben Yoezer was talking about the liquids on the Mizbeach, meaning anything that is poured on the Mizbeach, wine and oil, etc. And also, obviously, blood and water as well. Mistami meaning all that stuff. So that meaning that would all include those extra liquids since they're brought on the Mizbeach. So the question is, what was he talking about? Is it only the blood and water from the place where they were shechting the animals? Or is it also the wine and the oil? Because all of those items were offered on the Mizbeach at some point at another. So the Levi, according to Levi Shita, Hanicha is really the Shmuel. It makes a lot of sense that if you hold like Shmuel, Dabra who says that Dachem Milatami to Mesacherim, that what Yosef and Yoezer meant was that the liquids are tummy themselves, but they cannot be metame other things. Avaltumas asman yeshla, but they actually can become tummy. Therefore, mishkachas la denage kuli verishon. You can find a scenario where you can get the oil and the wine, meaning that when Haggai said to the Kohanim, the question he asked the Kohanim, you can find the case where all the things themselves are tummy, because kulu denage kulu verishon. Meaning, the explanation of the pasuk would be simply that all the items touched Arishon. So he's just saying, when Haggai said, the kasha of, what happens if it touches this and this and this and this and this, it wasn't a progression. It was simply saying, if all these items touch Arishon Latuma, are they going to become Tameh? And then when the Kohanim said, yes, they will become Tameh, right, according to Shmuel, meaning this is the second question he asked them, according to Shmuel, or according to everybody, rather, that they were Tameh and they were correct. This is a confusing Gemara because you have a bunch of machloksim and a bunch of statements of Haggai. So definitely for myself, I find myself going back and trying to figure out if I have this straight, but I think I do. Either way, it definitely requires Chazara. But if Levi holds like Rav, the Amar Dachem Mamish, meaning if Levi, who says that the liquids we're talking about is all the liquids that are brought in his Beach, and he holds like Rav that says that Yosef ben Yoezer meant that all these liquids are tar straight up. Heichi mishkachasla. How do you find a case where Chage was asking the Kohanim about tamei oil and wine? Right, all that stuff is not mekabel tuma. Right, it's how would he even ask the Kohanim that shaila? So the Gemara says, "Akocha kishmul sfirle." So therefore, it must be that Levi holds like Shmuel. And he meant the liquids themselves can become tummy, but they're not going to transmit tumah further. Ulu Shmuel, and according to Shmuel, who says that the Kohanim were correct when they said that that in the first question that it's tahor, because the Shaila was about a chamishi. So anicha israeli karav, that works out if he holds like Rav, the Tani Mashke Beis Metabchia, who's talking about only blood and water, the liquids of the shechting area. Al Mashke Beis Midbachia, but the liquids of the Mizbeach, Achruni Nami Mitamu. But they can even be Mitamu other things, meaning that's how you have the progression from wine to oil, etc. Right? That's how you get to a chamishi. Right? Because Revil who delo avid chamishi, because Revil does not make a chamishi. Hashlishi avid Revil, but when the wine touched the oil, that's a shlishi, turning the oil into Revil. Ela e sounded like a Levi, but if Shmuel holds like Levi, so the Tani Mashke be midabchia, who's talking about the liquids of that are brought on the Beis Hamikdash, that are brought on the Mizbeach, sorry. So my area Revil delo avid chamishi. Who cares? Why do you need to ask about a liquid, right? A ruvi that's going to make a chamishi. Right? Since you're telling me that all these liquids cannot transfer tumah further, so what's the difference? Why do you have to get all the way to a chamishi? You could ask the shayla about a sheni or shlishi. So akachach karav surile must be therefore that Shmuel holds like Rav in this case that Yosef ben Yoezer was only talking about base mitabchia, the shechting area in the base hamikdash. Okay. Tani Kavasi the Rav, there's a Brisa like Rav, Tani Kavasi the Levi, and there's also a Brisa like Levi. Again, the Machloka is simply, this Machloka is being which place in the Beis HaMikdash where the gozer that the liquids would not be metame. Tani Kavasi the Levi, the Brisa says, Hadam v'ayayin v'ashemen v'amayim, all those liquids, Mashke be medabchia, all those are brought on the Mizbeach, Shenitru b'fnim v'yotzin l'chutz, if they were Metame inside the Beis HaMikdash and you took them outside the Beis HaMikdash, meaning when they became Tame, they were inside the Beis HaMikdash and therefore they are not quote unquote able to be Metame other items. So then they're Tahar, meaning Tahorim, meaning other items that touch that are going to be Tahar. Nitzmu b'chutz v'chlizu b'fnim, but if they became Tame outside the Beis HaMikdash, where those liquids can be Metame other things, and then they came inside the Beis HaMikdash, then Tameim, then they will be Metame other items. So that's a brisa that's proving Levi that says that again the first thing that we said that we're all of these liquids right we're talking about the liquids in the base and the mizbeach that are brought on the mizbeach that's Levi shita. So of course says Eini, is it really true? Which part of it is really true? Meaning that if you we'll see in a second. V'hamar Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi. Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi says mashke me mitabchia, these liquids brought on the mizbeach, right? Lo aman dachan ela b'mkoman, right? They're only tahar where they are, meaning inside the Beis Hamikdash. My lav dem lemute nitzmu b'fnim v'yotzim b'chutz. Right? Doesn't that come to exclude a case where it was tame inside and then brought outside? Right? Seemingly implying that they should be mitame other things, and the brisa above said they will not be mitame other things. Kumar says lo. When Yishuv ben Levi said the liquids have to be inside the Beis HaMikdash for them to be tahar, so that's lemute nitzmu b'chutz v'chnisum b'fnim. That's to exclude a case where they became tamei outside the Beis HaMikdash, and then someone brought it inappropriately into the Beis HaMikdash. Gemara says I have a hapin kamon omar, but it says they were tamei, but they were tahor right b'mkoman in the Beis HaMikdash. So hachikamar, this is what it means to say, right? Lo amran dochan ela shenitmu b'mkoman. It only means they're only tahor if they were became tamei in their place, meaning inside the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, tani kavasi to the Rav. Now that was Levi's brisa. Now we have Rav's. Hadam v'amayim mashke be metabchia, right? The liquids, the blood, and the water in the area where they shechted the animals in the Beis HaMikdash, shenitmu, if they became tame, so bein bekelim bein bekarka tahorim. We'll see the difference between kelim, utensils, and the ground, whether the liquids in the ground, but regardless, they are tahor. Again, we'll just mention it now, I guess, because it's going to come up, that the liquids that were brought, that liquid, water that's found in the ground is tahor because it can be metaher other things, right? For a mikvah, for a person, you need 40 saw. But for other kalim, right, for a kalim mikvah, you need much less water. So water that's found in the ground, it itself is tahor because it can be metame, it can be metaher other things. Okay, that's the split between kalim and what's it called? and the karka. But either way, again, mashke based metabke, if you have liquids from the base, from the place where they shechted animals, so then if they became tame, so regardless of where they are, they are tahor. We'll see in a second. Right? And again, that's the Tanakama holding that they cannot become tame whatsoever. Rabbi Shimon, Omer, Bekelim tame, Bekarka tahor. Rabbi Shimon, this we had on Daf Yudalid? No, Daf Tes, oh, yesterday's Daf, Daf Tezayin. He says that what's it called, a liquid can be metame things, midoraisa, right? It can tame foods, but it cannot be metame kalim. So here he says if the liquid was in kalim, they're metame, but if they were in the ground, so then that's almost considered to be a mikvah. Obviously, only talking about water, not talking about blood. So if the revia, the water, I think it has to be at least a revia, if I'm not mistaken. So either way, that brisa is like Rav, who says that we're talking about the Bei Metamchia, not the Bei Mizbeach. We're talking about the liquids in the place where they shechted the place thing, and not the liquids from the Mizbeach. Amar Rav Papa, Rav Papa says, even if you say that something is liquids are tami midaraisa, mashki be metamchia hilchasogamirile, that the liquids of the place where they shechted the animals, the Mishnah Mikdash, meaning that they're not metame, that's halacha Moshe Mishinai. Amar layer of Huna, again, what are we trying to do here? We had assumed the entire time that if you tell me that liquids are metame midaraisa, there's no difference between the Beis HaMikdash liquids and outside liquids. But again, if we assume, because only if, right, there's an ancient Beis HaMikdash that we don't apply the Rabbanan to the Beis HaMikdash. So if liquids are Tamei Midrabbanan, so then that wouldn't apply in the Beis HaMikdash. But if they're Tamei Midaraisa, so then liquids are Tamei regardless of where they are. So Republic says, even if you hold that liquids are Matamei Midaraisa, so no. So then we have a special din about liquids in the Beis HaMikdash, Halacha Moshe Mishinai, that they're not Tamei. That would be how this whole discussion exists, that they're not Tamei. Amalei Rav Huna Brei de Rav Nasan Lar Papa, I said 1 second. Hada Amar Rabbi Elazar. Didn't Rabbi Elazar say in Tumah Lamashkin Kol Iker? When Rabbi Elazar said that there's no Tumah for liquid whatsoever, right? Teda, and how does he prove it? He proves that Sharei Ahi and Yosef Ben Yoazar, he's Tzrei Dal Mashkin Beit Metamke, right? The Dachan, right? That, again, this Yosef Ben Yoazar testified that the liquids in the place where they shechted the animals are Tahor. Via Halacha Gemiri Lei, Mika Minun Mei. Well, 1 second. There's something about Halacha Moshe Mishinai that it's a chiddush, and you cannot extend it to other areas, right? So, how in the world would Yosef and Yoezer be proving his shita that there's no tuma to liquids from this halacha? If this halacha is Halacha Moshe Mishinai, you cannot prove it to anywhere else. It's a chiddush. So, Amalei Ravina Ravashi, and Ravina Ravashi said, I think not to answer, but to even add on. Rabbi Shimon, the Amar Tumas Mashkin Daraisa, and even Rabbi Shimon, who said the Tumas Mashkin is Daraisa, the liquids are Daraisa, Tame, the Tanya the Glund, the Daraisa, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, Omrim, Lakelim, Tahorim, the Lochum, Tameim, right? Vahagamar, Rabbi Shimon meant to say, right, that the Kelim, Tameim, Bekark, Tahorim, that if it's in Kelim, then they are Tame, but if it's in the ground, it is Tahor. Meaning that if the liquid is in kalim, so then it's tame, and if it's in the ground, then it's tahor. Right, the fact that Rabbi Shimon distinguishes between where the liquid is found, right, seems to indicate that it's not a lochem Moshe Mishinai at all. It's just the general rule of well, when we have water in the ground, that's considered to be a mikvah for kalim. And when liquid is outside of the ground, then it can become tame. So what's the halacha Moshe Mishinai? What are you talking about? So when it says kasha, hechanami, that seems to be difficult. Or Amar Rav Papa, Rav Papa says, hadak amar to bekarka tahorim, and that when we say that liquid is tahor if it's in the ground, lo shana el b'mayim, right? As we pointed out before, that's only water. Avodam lo, but not blood. My nami and lo amran ela havi revius, and also water has to be at least a revius. Again, as we pointed out before, because then you can be metaher other items, other kelim in it. Right, the chazi lahatzul be machtin utzinoros, because you can dip a needle, and a tzinor is a small utensil they used for weaving. And so that will be metaher then. Lo havi revius tameim, but if there is no revius, if there's not enough of a revius, right, that's not going to be metaher the kelim. And then And then that's obviously that's not enough water, then that water will still be susceptible to Tumma. Amar Mar, okay, two dots. Amar Mar, let's do a bit more. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, La Kol Tame, anything that, what's this? Sorry. Right. If you look at Rashi, second white line, Amar Mar, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, right? So, Gabi Safik Mashke La Tame Achirim. Right. In terms of, if you have a suffix as to whether liquid was metame other things, la kol tame, everything is tame, afilu lekelim, even utensils. Right? Alma, apparently what do you see? Vade nigiyasan metame kelim midaraisa. That if you definitely touch them, so then it's metame midaraisa. And therefore, right, again, a suffix, if you tell me the suffix is tame, so then it seems to be midaraisa. So Rabbi Yehuda says, la kol tame, anything that may they have a suffix as to whether the liquid touched it, it's going to be tame. That seems to imply it's daraisa. And that's what the Gemara says. La meimra de tsavar Rabbi Yehuda, tumas mashkin, la tame, tumas kelim midaraisa. Right? Apparently, what do you see? That liquid being metame utensils, right? Anything, right? As Rabbi Yehuda said, anything can become tame if liquid touches it. So apparently, you see that's a din daraisa. Right, because suffix is tame. That's not then we learn in the Mishnah. Call a kelim sheish lam achorayim betoch, and if any kli has an inside and an outside, kagon akarim veksasos vasakim mitzarafim, right? Anything that you can imagine, pillows, sacks, bags, etc. So nitzma tocho nitzma gabo. If the inside was metame, so then the outside is also tame. But nitzma gabo lo nitzma tocho. But if the outside became tame, the inside is not tame. And I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said, "Medvar Emurim." When is this? That's only shenitzma machmas mashkin. That's only if you had liquid that was metame it. Avol nitzma dachas sheretz. But if a sheretz touched it, so then nitzma tocho, nitzma gabo nechma tocho. Then it doesn't matter where the sheretz touched. Then all of it is tame. If you saw that dechtumas mashkin latame kelim midaraisa, and if you're telling me that the liquid can be metame other kelim midaraisa, so mali nitzma nachmas mashkin, mali nitzma machmas sheretz. What's the difference between liquid and sheretz? Right, sheretz is also metami midaraisa. So if liquid is metami midaraisa, what's the difference between the liquid and the sheretz that depends on how these sacks or whatever, these bags became tame? So Rabbi Yehuda Shmuel, Chazer by Rabbi Yehuda. So in Echadami, Shmuel said that Rabbi Yehuda took it back, that really the liquids being metami kalim is midarabanan. Or Ravina Amar, Lolam lo hadar. Really, right, he didn't take it back. Right, Baha, meaning, and this brisa, b'mashkin habon machmas yadayim, that this one that has a difference in terms of how the liquid is metame, whether it touched on the inside or outside, as opposed to a sheretz, which can touch it anywhere, that's only if the liquid became tame because of yadayim. Right, as you know, we know we wash our hands before eating bread, right, chazal, we're gozer, that hands that are tame, that have the status of a sheni. So if a liquid... Now, this is actually interesting, but if that happens, midurabanan, the liquid that is touched by the hands that are sheni, actually becomes a rishon, which is one of the few cases where tuma goes backwards, or doesn't go down, rather. So basically, the liquid there is then a rishon, and then it's going to be metame other things, and that's all midurabanan. But when you're telling me that, right, when Rabbi Yehuda said that liquid can be metame everything, and everything suffix is tame, that's been mashkin abon machmas sheretz. That's if the liquid is tame because of a sheretz, and that's right, obviously a din d'oraisa. So Gemara says that doesn't make any sense because ihachi, if that's true, at the time b'medvar amurim mishenitz b'mashmas mashkin b'medvar amurim mishenitz b'machmas mashkin, meaning if why does it talk about if the bag was tame because of liquid? And doesn't clarify that the liquid became tame based on a sheretz and not based on hands and not based on a sheretz. Right? Literally, we're listening to the Dida. I should have made that specific. Right? You should have told me that distinction in the brisa. Right? When are we saying that it makes a difference how the liquid touched the bag? Right? That's only if the liquid became tame because of hands. But if it was touched by something midaraisa, by a sheretz, which is actual tuma, so then nitzma toko, then it shouldn't matter how the liquid touched the bag or the sack, etc. So Ella, you're right, mechavarta the kedushin meikara chazur b'Rabbi Yehuda. Rather, it makes much more sense to say that Rabbi Yehuda took it back because there's no way to reconcile those two brises. So okay, either way, I think we're going to stop here and we'll go right to tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on where you're listening to this.